The Democratic ticket of Kamala Harris and Tim Walz has made its first joint appearance in Wisconsin, holding a rally in Eau Claire yesterday. The event drew some people from Milwaukee as well, including WUWM's Chuck Kornbach.
Demetria Anderson and her friend Karen Nelson made the four-hour trip from Milwaukee to Eau Claire because they say they're now excited about the Democratic ticket, meaning now that President Joe Biden has ended his campaign and Vice President Kamala Harris is the nominee for president. Anderson mentions being on a large group call for Democratic supporters on July 21st, a few hours after Biden announced his decision.
Honestly, I was one of the 44,000. I think we both were one of the 44,000 on that call Sunday night. Just invigorated, excited. We both donated to the campaign immediately.
Both Milwaukee women say they like what they heard from Harris and her new running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, during Wednesday's rally. One of Harris's topics, she used to be California Attorney General, was a vow to lower the cost of living.
Prices for everyday things like groceries are still too high. You know it and I know it. You know, when I was Attorney General, I went after price-fixing schemes. And when I am president, it will be a day one priority to fight to bring down prices. I will take on big corporations that engage in illegal price gouging. I will take on corporate landlords that unfairly raise rents on working families. I will take on big pharma and cap the cost of prescription drugs for all Americans.
Meanwhile, Walz took on the record of Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and Trump's running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. But Walz also tried to emphasize his life experience, including as a teacher.
It's noble work. I had the privilege of teaching public school, social studies, and coaching football for 20 years. And for all you Packer and Badgers fan, yeah, we did win a state championship. So it's what we do.
The other Milwaukee woman we heard about earlier in this story, Karen Nelson, says she really likes Walz.
Oh, he's America's dad. I don't know if you heard me yell out when he came out on stage, "Put me in, coach." I mean, everybody can relate to him. My mom was a school teacher for 30 years. He was for nearly 30 years.
But Vance has unfavorable things to say about Tim Walz. At a business in Eau Claire Wednesday, Vance criticized the governor's handling of public safety in Minneapolis during protests after police killed city resident George Floyd in 2020.
I'm scandalized by this guy pretending that he stands for working people. Working people need to live in communities with public safety. Working people need to be able to build a business and know that some hoodlum isn't going to come along and burn it to the ground because of a political issue.
Vance also tried working on his softer side, responding to a reporter's question as to why someone would like to have a beer with him.
Well, I guess they'd want to have a beer with me because I actually do like to drink beer, and I probably like to drink beer a little bit too much, but that's okay. I'm sure the media won't give me too much crap over that.
Vance adds that he and Trump like to meet what Vance calls normal people. Expect Vance, Trump, Harris, and Walz in Wisconsin again before November, probably many times. The latest election poll from Marquette University shows Trump and Harris basically tied among registered voters. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.